Arizona is a state that's full of ghost stories and tall tales, from Montezuma's hidden treasure to the legends of the Lost Dutchman's gold and the superstitions. And those stories have been passed down in cowboy poetry and folk music for decades. And this weekend, the Glendale Folk and Heritage Festival will celebrate that musical history. And I recently sat down with two people who will be there, folk musician Sue Harris and Marshall Trimble, Arizona State historian who's a folk musician himself. And we talked more about what makes Arizona folk music unique.
It's about Arizona. The songs really are about Arizona. I go back to Dean Cook, I think. You know, he grew up in Flagstaff about the same time I was growing up in Ashford, further down Route 66. Mm-hmm. And a lot of his songs just tell stories about Arizona. And you say, he's talking about Secret Canyon. I've been there. And, you know, the Lost Dutchman, all of these stories. Sue?
Yeah. Well, there's also, going back earlier than that, Bud and Travis mm-hmm. from Southern Arizona in yep. the late 50s, early 60s, yep. and they broke out nationally, but they tied a lot of their music to the Mexican songs that were coming across the border at that time and did a lot of Southwest stuff.
Does that sound different than folk music from Appalachia?
Yeah.
What's it sound like?
It's spirited. Yes. It's really spirited. And
very, very Mexican.
That's fascinating.
They introduced mariachi music to mainstream America.
So that's kind of the roots of it. And how is it tied to, we have such a rich history of, you know, ranching, railroads in Arizona, mining history. Mm-hmm. You said it's tied to the Mexican border and bringing up mariachi music, but I wonder, how is it tied to sort of some of the things we often think about when we think about Arizona history?
Well, the cowboy songs.
Oh, lots of cowboy
Stan
songs.
Stan Jones, who wrote Ghost Riders in the Sky, was from Douglas. And Bob Nolan, who created the Sons of the Pioneers, graduated from Tucson High School. Grew up here, came out here for asthma. These were songwriters. He wrote just dozens of great Western songs. They're called Western songs.
Yeah. Not country.
Right.
There was also Charles Badger Clark, who came to Arizona in the early 1900s from South Dakota and was one of the first cowboy poets. And a lot of his poems make gorgeous songs.
So tell me exactly, what does that mean? What does Western music mean versus country music and cowboy poetry and things like that?
Well, they've been doing cowboy poetry probably since the 1880s. They couldn't really put it to music because a guitar doesn't last very long around a herd of cattle. but they would recite around the campfire. And then what I call them song catchers, I guess, like Jack Thorpe and people like that, you know, started hanging out in the cow camps and copying those songs down. And they picked up on Gail Gardner, who was from Prescott, who wrote a song about two drunken cowboys getting accosted by the devil for breaking all the Ten Commandments. And so they roped him and branded him and necked him up to a tree and dehorned him. And then they did the greatest indignity. They tied a knot in his tail. And it's called Tie a Knot in the Devil's Tail. And it's been recorded by almost every movie star cowboy, I think, that was in the singing cowboy era. It's a story about people or telling stories.
It tells stories.
Yeah.
About where we are and what was going on at the time.
So it sounds like this tradition of music, Arizona folk music, is really about preserving history in a way.
Oh, yes.
Do you look at it that way?
Sure.
Oh, definitely.
Sure.
Definitely, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's connecting to where you are.
Yeah.
It's not some bar someplace or, you know, take this job and shove it kind of a thing. It's real connected to the land and to what we do here.
So I wonder, as you go to this festival every year and you try and sort of tell the history of this music and bring new people into it and mm-hmm. make sure that people know what this is. Why do you think it's important that people know what music came from this place?
I think people are really hungry for a sense of place, mm-hmm. for something to anchor them and hearing the stories about where they are. So when you walk out at night and you look up at the stars or you look at the mountains and you feel connected. You're connected to what went before, and you're connected to what's around you, and that's really important. Stories and magic are important.
You can't find that in Chicago or in a big city. It's just that the out-of-doors here, it draws people from all over the world.
And so, Sue, you have your guitar here. You want to play a little tune for us?
Sure. This is called Tall Tales and Treasures. It's by our friend Dean Cook, who's a fourth-generation Arizonan. And it's about all these stories that you hear of the lost treasure that may be buried over here or there. And maybe the stories are true, and maybe they're not, and maybe it just doesn't matter.
out on Stoneman Lake Road when I was just a kid.
Sue Harris is a folk musician and an Arizona culture keeper, and Marshall Trimble is Arizona's state historian. He'll be kicking off the Glendale Folk and Heritage Festival tomorrow at Saguaro Ranch in Glendale.